Hello beautiful guys, how are you doing? Hope you're good, hope you're fine. Today we'll be talking on a topic. It will actually be the story will be on the story of Baba. That will be the center of the story. I would like you guys to listen and pay attentive listening to the story. In 1931, the name of the story is Story of the Baba. The book is based on a tale that Bruhor's wife, Cecile, has invented for their children. It tells of a young elephant named Baba, whose mother is killed by a hunter. Baba escapes and process leaves the jungle in a cell, visits a big city, and returns to bring the benefits of civilization to his fellow elephants. In a cell, visits a big city. Just as he returns to his community of elephants, their king dies from eating a bad mushroom. Because of his travels and civilization, Baba is appointed king of the elephant kingdom. He marries his cousin, and they subsequently have children and teach them valuable lessons. In 1931, Jim D. Bruhoff introduced Baba in his tale, The Baba, and Baba enjoyed immediate success. In 1933, A.M. Milne introduced an English language version, The Story of Baba, in Britain and United States. Before his death in 1937, Jim D. Bruhoff published 6 more stories. His son, Laurent D. Bruhoff, also a writer and illustrator, carried on the series from 1946, beginning with Baba It's Lekokwe Hunter. An animated TV series, Baba, was produced in Canada by Navena Limited and the Clifford Rose Company, originally running from 3rd January 1989 to 5th June 1999, with 65 episodes. An additional 13th episode aired in 2000. The character has also appeared in a number of films. The first two of Jim D. Bruhoff Baba books have inspired 2 major concert work. The Story of Baba, Little Elephant. Was released, introducing new characters including Baba's grandson and Paul's son. It takes place several years after the original series. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you next time in this talk.